Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and we would like to welcome you on our show again. Tonight is an exciting night because we are doing our open mic session, and it's a fun thing because we get to hear from not only our host and one individual author, but we get to listen to several authors, their opinions, and maybe some feedback from other callers, maybe like publishers or editors. Who knows? Sometimes we get calls from God knows who on the open mic night. So we're going to get ready and get started with our show. I am one of the co-hosts, Miss Anna Black, and we're also joined by our other host, Miss Tamika Newhouse and Miss Mari Posa. I always call Mari because she had a Spanish accent twist on her name. So without further ado, I want to introduce my co-host. I want you guys to say hello and have your week been.
Who's going first?
Who go first? Somebody go first.
You go first.
I'm being quiet so Myra can go first because you know I can be long-winded.
Okay. Well, I'll go first. Hello, everyone, and my weekend was great. Surprisingly, nothing bad happened to me for once, so.
Thank God.
I know.
I always be wondering, you know, about you, Myra, down there near Mexico. My goodness, run away, girl, run away, run away.
I know,
away.
I'm about to get kidnapped out here.
What you say, it's time for some relocation talk.
Yeah, boom. Okay, I'm like, oh, is it, I'm like, is it dusty down there?
It actually is, it really is, no lie.
Wow.
I know, I'm going to be down there next to all that Mexican dirt.
But everything's cheaper, so it's all good.
Interesting. It's been, oh my gosh, just a lot of stuff behind, like in my business aspect. I just been having to regroup a lot of stuff. I promise you, not everybody is built to run their own company, less known too. So it's been one of those weeks that's been getting on my nerves, but I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I mean, I've been trying to get more entwined with my spiritual self. I still personalize. I'm still working on that. But other than that, I mean, it's been a pretty interesting week. I'm ready for Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving break, and just chilling and doing nothing. So I'm ready
for
that.
I don't blame you. I'm ready just to get finished with my next book. I mean, it's like I'm trying to dedicate myself to getting my 10,000 words in a day. And it's been hard being a wife, a mom, and a full-time worker. When you're trying to juggle everything, it gets a little tedious, but you have to get it in. So that's my goal, is to do 10,000 words a day so I can get this book finished.
10,000 a day, girl, boom.
Yes. Yes, that's my goal. That's 5, my goal.
5,000 is a stretch, but you're talking about 10,000. You're talking about writing a book in like a week.
No, I'm talking about, right, I got to finish it. I'm trying to, the thing is, it's like I have all these, well, we're talking about small words like and the, and of, and with. I just want to get it out because it's like it's festering in my brain and brewing, so I have to get it out. So that's my goal. I might not reach it, but that's my goal. Nothing is impossible.
We in the same boat. I got a deadline I have to be done with in 2 weeks. So by the end of this month, I have to be done with my current book. So, yeah. So I feel you on that.
It's interesting.
I mean, you know, I can get it done. I can write a book within like 3 or 4 weeks. That's not a problem. So it's all about, because I just do so much stuff and so many roles. So, ooh, for those who just artists right now, you know, hey, y'all got to make
congrats.
It.
Congrats. Exactly. Exactly.
No pressure at all, do you think?
Yeah, that's the thing. So I got to really, I don't care if I have to still wait 2 hours here, 2 hours there, 2 hours here, 2 hours there. I have to get it done because if I don't, you know, my deadline will be here, boom, and then it's time for the book release and I have no book, and that's not going to happen. Not going to disappoint my fans, so got to get it done.
I'm glad you said that because that's actually, people may sit here and say, oh, don't you publish yourself? Why you got a deadline? But it's really important to keep your deadlines because your readers and your supporters, they will get on you, and you do not want to disappoint them, and you do not want to lead them astray. So I've been slipping, and I know I need to step back up and get on my deadlines and finish these books. So that's what I'm going to be doing, working on for the next couple of weeks. And, of course, working on some Delphine stuff. Myra, do you got any Delphine news over there that you need to tell us about?
Let's see. First thing first, for everyone in Miami, Shawanda Pugh will be at the Miami Book Fair from the 16th to the 18th. Then we have Miss Stacy's book, The Knife in My Back, is out now, so go get that. And what else? Oh, no, the book drive, that's you guys' thing, right?
Right. So, yeah, so I did want to get to that. So before we bring on Shirley Ford to talk about the hot book pick of the week, I want to stress heavily that we have started the annual book drive now. And so for those who don't know, every year we host the holiday book drive, which we collect, you know, soft romance. Romance that doesn't have a lot of erotica and violence and things in it. Young adult novels, children's books, Christian faith books, self-help books, things like that. And so we're collecting these books that we're going to be distributing out through group homes and through youth programs and, like, Boys and Girls Clubs and, you know, kids that are less fortunate. And then also to women who are in group homes, they may be away from abusive relationships. You know, they may be, like, in a rehabilitation center, things like that. So we're going to be spreading the love of literature this year. So please, please, please go to aambookclub.com and click on, well, you'll see it up top now, but it's going to be under events, and you'll see it says AAMBC Holiday Book Drive. So please go in there and support us. Please send one book, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. If you don't have any books that fall in the category that we need, please consider sending in $10 and PayPaling it to us so that we can go out and purchase these books. Other than that, Anne, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get into our show and get to our guests in a moment. But we do have our weekly, I guess, I can call her a host, Ms. LaShira, before she comes on and give us the book of the week. So we're going to go ahead and introduce her and let her tell us about the new hot thing or new hot book that she has. So, Ms. LaShira, if you can hear us, say hello. And how are you doing tonight? Is she there?
Yes. Hello. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, girl.
Hey, Mama. What's going on? I tell you, today has been a day. I went to work today. I work at an elementary school. Walk up to the school, lights are blinking. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? We get to the school, and lo and behold, there's been some electrical outage. You can smell smoke. We had to reroute the kids on the bus to the nearest daycare, call parents, grandparents, and everyone in between. So I'm just glad to be here with you lovely ladies discussing my hot pick for the week.
All right. Now, LaShira, you can, I guess you can read in a matter of hours because every week you are on point. It's never a week that you email us and say, I can't do
brat.
It because I'm not finished.
Oh, no. I am a book brat. I read constantly. Given the moment, I heard you talk about earlier how you like to slip away for 2 hours. I would try to slip away. It's how I meditate. And after today, I really need a lot of meditation. You can only imagine. It has been one of those days. But I am so glad to share with you the hot pick for the week. Now, I've talked about a little bit of everything on this show. We did some urban fantasy. We had some urban fiction. We even had some of our finest men of literature, and we've had some general fiction. So I thought tonight that I will talk about a romance book. It's getting kind of cold outside, and it's the time of year that everyone likes to cuddle with their favorite romance book. So tonight, my hot pick of the week is Champagne Kisses by Zuri Day.
Oh.
Now, it's that time of the year. Get a blanket and get close. And this is the book that you most definitely can huddle with. Zuri Day is a very a well-known romance author, and she has a book called Champagne Kisses, which happens to be a series of books. It's a series. I love to read books that are in a good series. And this book follows the Drake family. They are a family that have a vineyard in Southern California. And this book happens to sit around one of their brothers, Donovan Drake, who is, by all accounts, very successful, very fine, but he has little hang-ups. You know, a brother that's rich and fine is known to be a player, and he's had his series of cards, and he has played all his cards very well. But when he meets the one and only that he feels that can be the greatest of his life, she's a little hesitant because he has played so many cards and so many games, she feels that his cards are used. So therefore, he has a little problem convincing Marisa that he is the one for her, being that he can be faithful and the one and only. And on top of that, he also happens to be the brother-in-law of her employer, so she doesn't want to cross line. Like people say, you don't want to get your money and your honey in the same place. So she has a problem with that. And she has a few skeletons in her closet. She has some. She has done some things in her previous life that she's not too happy with, and the past comes to haunt her. So she has to deal with the fact that she's in love with a consummate player, and also that she has both Crazy Looney in the back that is ready to show her card. So champagne kisses, get your bottle of Moscato, get your honey next to you, and cuddle up and warm up with this book. I will give it 4.5 out of 5 stars. Champagne Kisses by Zuri Day. It's published by Kamani Romance, the Sierra Hoffman. You can find it at your local Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kindle, or what have you. But this is a book to get, 4.5 out of 5 stars, and Zuri Day never disappoints her readers.
Wow.
I'm glad that she picked Zuri Day, because that is my ultimate favorite author to read. Like, she never disappoints. So I'm excited about that. I need to go pick that up. And it was another book, because I get it. Miss, she writes for Bethina, and then she writes for Kamani now, too. So I haven't gotten any Kamani books. I need to get on Kamani's distribution, this real talk. So I'm going to make sure I get on that. But I'm excited about that. Let everybody know where they can find you on Facebook and also on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at Read You Later. You can find me on Facebook under LaShira Lee. And I am so excited for this show tonight, the open mic session. So perhaps I can hear some new and upcoming authors who are hot that I can add to my hot literary pick. So I am just excited, ladies.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Oh, and we don't talk before Thanksgiving. Wait a minute. Yes, we will. So I'll say happy Thanksgiving next week. So anyway, thank you, Ms. LaShira, for calling in and giving us the hot book of the week. And definitely, y'all stay warm and be safe up there, ladies.
I will.
Again, everyone, that was Ms. LaShira Lee with our hot pick of the week by Ms. Zuri Day. I did tweet it out on Twitter, 8 a.m. Book Club, and also it's in our chat room as well. So make sure that you go out and support that author and check out and see what we're reading. Also, I do need to remind, we have so many authors on the line now that's going to be calling in for overnight. I also want to stress that next week we have a panel discussion with the literary agent, Regina Brooks. So if you're looking to get an agent, or if you're looking to understand how to get an agent, how it all works, things like that, and you have questions, make sure that you tune into the show on next Tuesday. You are able to call in as well. It's the same number that you've called into tonight, the 646-716-4093. And it's going to start next week, Tuesday, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's go ahead and get started. So this is our first open mic show of the year. We haven't done open mic in a couple of years, so now we're going to go ahead and get started and start bringing on our featured artists for the night. We're going to be asking you a lot of generic questions that we're going to be asking every single artist on the line. We want you to know that we want you to make sure that you speak clearly, be vibrant, be fun, because we want people to be interested in you, and if they're interested in you, they're going to be interested in your book. So please be prepared to more likely probably give us a little snippet of your book, give out your contact information and your Twitter. We're also going to be shouting you out and tweeting you out as well. So make sure that you speak clearly so that we can get all this information and get it out there for you. So, Anne, I'm going to turn
Wait. And then also please keep remember that we only have an hour and a few minutes on our show. So kind of be brief and respect that other authors are waiting to speak to. So don't tell us about when you were 5 and you jumped over a tree. Let's just keep it brief and simple, you guys, so we can give every author that's on the line an opportunity to speak tonight. Are we clear?
Go ahead and bring on our first author, Ms. Sarita Walker.
Yes, ma'am.
Area code 937.
Okay.
Let me see.
Ms. Sarita, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
We're pretty good.
I'm nice and warm in my bed. What's going on with you? What's going on over yonder?
Nothing. Just chilling, working on a screenplay to the book that I just released September the 5th called Behind the Chastity Bell.
Be who?
Behind the Chastity Bell.
Oh, okay. Is this like a closet week or something?
No, it's actually about Allura Stevens' father leading her into a dangerous situation, her best friend following her with her heart deeply involved, and two whores named Serenity and Sincerity who just might not make it out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hip-hop fiction.
Oh, hip-hop. So is that is that something you're working on now, or do you want to discuss tonight something that you have currently going on?
My book is currently published.
The book that the name of this book that you just gave a title for?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
And what was the name of it again?
Behind.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I got that. Typing that up, sorry.
So, Sari, go ahead and take us into the book. Tell us a little bit about your book, when it came out, how the storyline even developed. Take us within the pages and behind it a little bit.
The storyline developed with a young lady who was not sure of her sexuality. Something wild happens, and she lives the lifestyle of a gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual. And she ends up really going through a whole lot behind it. And she still enjoys life, but the question is life worth living for her at the end?
And
so what kind of... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
Right?
I didn't hear you.
You've had another book before this, right? This isn't your first book, am I correct?
This is my third book. I had Upgrade You, and then Chocolate Rose 2.
Now,
we did like a promo or something on that book through ANBC.
We did a virtual tour.
Right. See, I got good memory.
Now, I want to get back to your current book, Behind the Chastity Belt. What even inspired the story to talk about something so risky? You know what I'm saying? It's like something like that is not a normal topic that's being written about. So what motivated or transpired this actual idea to write something along that line?
A lot of my fantasies, because I was sexually molested, and I'm just not able to have that feeling with the man.
Wow. Okay. I'm trying to understand. I understand that part, but I know you said the character is transsexual. I mean, did they go from being...
Lesbian.
I'm sorry?
Lesbian.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I misunderstood. So what type of feedback have you been getting from this book since it has released? Because, you know, like I say, it's a risky topic, and a lot of people will have something maybe negative or positive on both ends. Have you been getting a lot of positive reviews? Or tell us a little bit about the positive and the negative.
I have some people that enjoy it, and then I was actually on my local news channel on Facebook, and it was a lady that said, that's gross. I will pray for you. And I told her, I said, well, good. Just so long as you have a feeling, then I know that I have done my job.
Okay.
Has that been the only negative feedback like that you've gotten, or is it
so far, yes.
For you? Okay. Have you done any other events promoting your book?
Huh?
Have you done any other events other than being on your local news station to promote your book?
Not yet. It just came out September the 5th of this year, so I'm planning things like book club discussions. I got my own discussion going on Facebook.
Okay.
The 28th of this month.
So speaking of that, how can we all keep up with you? Do you have a Twitter, or what's your name on Facebook? Do you have a fan page?
My name on Facebook is The D.A. Writer Erotic Ree. And then my name on Twitter is Erotic Ree. Then You can always email me, messages, comments, whatever, xmom9727@yahoo.com.
Can you repeat the Twitter part? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Did you say erotic read or D?
Erotic, all capitals, and then R, capital R, and then E.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All
right. Well, we thank you so, so much, Ms. Sarita A. Walker, for joining us tonight and coming on and sharing your works with our audience. You guys, are your books available everywhere books are sold, or is it just the e-book? Where can you get the book?
It's available where books are sold, Barnes & Noble, online, Amazon International, and Bradley's Publishing Company.com.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys go out and check her out. And as I said before, please always leave reviews, because authors really want to hear back from the readers in response to what their works are, the impact their works have on you. So definitely leave a review. And we thank you again, Ms. Sarita, for joining us. We're going to move on to our next guest.
Will we still be reading from the book?
I'm sorry?
Will we still?
Oh, I honestly forgot about that part, Ms. Tamika. Ms. Tamika, why you didn't remind me? You can go ahead and read from the book. Try to keep it less than 2 minutes. So whatever part you want to read, you can go ahead and set up the scene if you like really quick, and then you can go ahead and read from your book. Hello? Okay, I think we lost her. Sarita, are you still on? Okay, I think we lost her. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next guest. If she calls back in, we'll be happy to give her opportunity to speak, but we're going to move on to our next guest, and I believe that would be, is that Yoshi Kier? I don't want to say the wrong name. It's area code 770.
Hi.
Hi, is that how you pronounce your name?
It's Yoshiko.
Oh, okay, because I got that all wrong. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you? Hi. Let's see, is this Anna?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Anna, Tamika, and Mari.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you ladies on this fabulous night?
I'm good.
You came on bubbly and lively. That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's what we've been waiting. We need to get this show going.
Oh, that's just me, 24/7.
So, Yoshi, tell us a little bit about your works. Your current title is out now.
Yes, my current title is If I Can't, She Can't Either. It's a family drama that comes back around, and that is a drama novel. That was released on the 17th of July of this year, and I had a really, really good time writing it. I think it took me about a year to write it because I had a lot of other things going on too as well, and I'm really excited about the book. A lot of my fans are really excited. They're pulling on me for the second one, the series. I'm like, it's coming, give me a little while.
Right.
Yeah, Yoshi, I'm Googling your name, so I'm trying to find your information. Is that your pen name?
Yoshi is my nickname.
Okay, so what's the name of your book again?
If I Can't, She Can't Either.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, girl.
Can you give me
a little bit of info on your book?
Huh?
I said, but that means that you can do it all.
Yes. Well, this is my actual second book. My first book was a motivational book called Activating Fabulosityism in Your Life, From Trials to Triumphs. And I'm working on my third book, too, as well, called Staying Fabulous, A Sister's Guide to a Happier and Healthier Being. And that is motivational as well.
Wow.
That's what's up. Okay, I'm being nosy right now. Oh, Miss Cree, you in Atlanta? That's what's up. Okay.
Yes, ATL.
So, Erin, I am tweeting out her Twitter handle right now so that you guys can definitely go on and find her. So let me not stop interrupting. Ladies, y'all go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mari, you next. Go ahead, baby.
Oh, can you give us a little bit of info about the book that you called in about? You mentioned so many, I forgot which one you called about.
If I can't, she can.
No, if I can't, she can't either. Look, you
okay,
gotta say that with the Kevin Hart clap. Like, you know, I wish you would.
We're not going to interrupt. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about what's going on inside this novel.
Okay, what's going on inside the novel? I have two different relationship drama issues. The first drama issue, but they all come together. My first protagonist character is Dresha Brooks. Dresha is sassy, classy, and fabulous. Dresha has it all, but when issues come in her life with betrayal of her best friend, the relationship with her child's father gone sour, her father falling really fatally ill, and then her mother's betrayal towards her her boyfriend's mother, it gets quite sloppy and messy. It's a fun read, full of drama. We all have it at some point in our lives. And but I don't just show the drama, but I bring it to how the family is able to heal and push past the drama and all that good stuff that goes on within the family.
Wow. Now, that sounds like it is a drama-filled book or novel. Do you want to give us a little sample, give us a little preview of something from the book? Do you want to read anything from the book?
No, I didn't come prepared to read anything from the book, if you'll forgive me. I left the book and thought I put it in my bag. And for me to go back to the car is going to take a second, and I didn't want to run out, and it's cold outside and cars and horns, so.
It is quite all right. Well, I'll ask my next question, and my next question is the type of feedback have you been getting, good and bad? What are the negative things that you've heard and versus the positive things you heard, or vice versa?
Well, the positive things that I've heard was that my fans and people that have read it were really drawn into the book, and although it took me a year to write it, it only took them a day to read it. And so, you know, it was like, wow, Yoshi, this is so different, because I'm really that motivational type person, you know, that chick that goes out and life coach. So for me to write the novel really came from a totally different, you know, part of my life. But I like to tell people, it's a book, it's creativity, you know. Everybody has different, you know, areas about themselves that they like to pull out. So I had a lot of good positive feedback. People were like, wow, like, are these characters real? Did you know these people? Like, how did all this start to come about? So, but the negative feedback that I had received from the book was that it's a first lady and pastor relationship in there of a lot of lies and betrayals. And being that I came from a church family and I'm very spiritual, people were surprised about some of the context in the book. But I just remind people that nobody's life is perfect. And I just let people know that no matter who you are and what walks of life you come from, you got some type of drama going on in your life. And it was just fun writing. You know, it was fun writing. And it's fun reading because I read that book like I hadn't even wrote it. It's so good.
Right. I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
So other than this one that you're calling in to talk about right now, did you mention that you had another one coming out after this one?
Yes, I have another book coming out called Staying Fabulous, A Sister's Daily Guide to a Happier and Healthier Being.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
So how can we keep up with you on Facebook and Twitter and all of that?
Sure, you can keep up with me on Facebook. It's Yoshiko, YoeShikoe, Creer, CReer, author, of course, AUTHOR. And then I also have a life page, which is the same except it's author Yoshiko Kriya.
Okay. I did put it into the chat room as well. So if anyone is lost on how to find her or how to search the book or how to spell her name, definitely go to our Twitter at AAM Book Club. You'll be able to see it.
Wow.
And well, I'm also on Twitter at Yoshi Kriya, YOSHICREER.
Okay. Well, we thank you, Ms. Yoshi Kriya, for coming on and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We will be definitely promoting that on Twitter tonight. We'll be posting it, so hopefully we'll get some new readers out there to check you out. We're going to move on to our next guest. Which is going to be area code 419. And 419 is Ms. Madeline Hampton. So, Ms. Hampton, if you can hear us, say hello and welcome onto the show.
Hello. Is this Anna?
Yes, it's Anna. Why is everybody calling me
Anna.
Out tonight?
Hi, Anna Tamika. I'm sorry.
Howdy, Madeline. Howdy, howdy. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, it's everything is good. It's getting cold in Toledo. It's getting very cold in Toledo. Yes, it's getting cold. I know y'all weather is a little bit warmer, but here in Toledo we starting to freeze our little bottoms off. So we had a couple nice days this last like over the weekend, and then it was boom blast, and it's coming in hard for us, but that's what we expect. So. You know, it's okay. Yes.
Since you're on tonight, this is our open mic night, as you can see, and we're coming out talking about our latest and current novel that we have out now. What is the title of your novel, and tell us a little bit about what's going on with the novel?
Okay. My novel is called Sky's the Limit, and it is actually a series. I'm waiting right now for book two in the series to come out, and shortly after the first of the year, book three will be out in the series. And I'm really excited about it. That novel came out this past June with One Karma Publishing, and me and Yoshi, shout out to Yoshi also, we're with the same publishing company, One Karma.
Tiffany is great. Y'all publisher,
yeah.
She's great. Tiffany is awesome.
Yes, she is. We're all having a great time. It's just a lot of excitement going on. So, it's all good. It's all good.
So what is Sky's the Limit about?
Sky's the Limit is about a young woman named Sky Mitchell. She was living in Manhattan, New York, and she had a great career. She was a pillar of community there. She had a outstanding career in advertising. Suddenly she found herself downsized without a job. And also to add to that tragedy of losing her job, she also lost everything in an apartment fire. And she found herself without a home, without a job, and she had just recently broken up with her fiancé, doctor, Eric Wainwright. So, she just felt like, she was out in the cold. She needed a change. She left her comfortable home or comfortable setting in Manhattan, and she moved to her best friend, Elaine, Howard's hometown of Crichton, Kansas.
Let's back up. She moved from Manhattan to Kansas.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Yes,
Tamika, that's worse than me moving from Killeen to Grosvenor.
That is worse.
Yes, she did. But the reason why she moved to her best friend's hometown was because she had been there numerous times, and she was comfortable with, of course, her best friend and the family, and her friend's family. But lo and behold, she wasn't prepared for what she found in moving to Kansas. She went to look at an open house, and she comes across a handsome realtor, Cole Montgomery, and the two of them clash from the very beginning. But even through all of this, she's still very attracted to this man. And she later finds out at a dinner that he is, in fact, her best friend's cousin that she had never met before. So, you know, it's, you know, she's wavering between the attraction she feels for this man, you know, her best friend, and, you know, just trying to come into her womanhood because she is very young. And, you know, she's somewhat naive. But it kind of chronicles her life, and it's very interesting. Made it into a series. I've just been getting very, very positive feedback from the novel. Everyone keeps telling me that they can't wait for book two to come out. and it's coming out shortly. I actually did just talk to Tiffany, and it is coming out shortly. So I'm very excited about that. And I also have a way for my readers to respond to me about that. I have... I tell everyone to post on openbookreview.com, and I have, you know, my novel there, so they can, you know, give me the feedback, what they, you know, like to hear about the novel and what they loved about the novel. And, of course, I'm hearing, when is book two coming out? So I've been telling Tiffany, okay, I'm getting harassed, so let's get moving. So, yeah, it's all fun. I mean, you guys know, you guys are authors too. I know Tamika mm-hmm. is, and it's you know, it's wonderful to hear from your fans and your future fans. So it's just great. It's a wonderful process. Wonderful process.
Well, Madeline, can you give us a little snippet from your book? Tell us, kind of read from it, so we can kind of get an idea on how it is.
Yes, this little snippet is when Cole took his little young cousins to a diner that Skye was working at. During the time that she lost her job in Manhattan and she moved to Crichton, she actually had to work a few part-time jobs to make ends meet because, she didn't find anything in advertising there. So here's a little snippet from that. Where they're at the diner. Skye's smile quickly turned to a blush. Cole was eyeing her intently, but she found the courage to stare back at him with the same intensity. Still eyeing her, he suddenly began to give their ice cream orders. Two strawberry sundaes with everything. Skye was silent a moment, then she said, "Oh." She quickly wrote down the order and walked provocatively away from the booth. Cole lost himself momentarily before shaking himself mentally. Damn, she was so sexy. That blue top she had on showed off her eyes along with other things. She was gorgeous. He studied her behind the counter as she poured strawberry syrup over the ice cream. He bet she tasted just like the syrup she was pouring, sweet and sugary and so good that he would ask for seconds, thirds, fourths, and maybe even fifths. He couldn't wait to taste her lips again, and he promised himself that he definitely would. The hell with Paul and Eric. She returned with the sundaes, and they were loaded with whipped cream, strawberries, nuts, and cherries. She placed a sundae near each child. A little of the whipped cream got on her index finger. She was about to lick it off when Cole grabbed her hand. She jumped, startled by the look she saw in his eyes, but it made her insides turn to butter. She saw her own desire mirrored in his eyes. Cole slowly took her finger and put it in his mouth and began to slowly lick the whipped cream from her finger.
Wait, hold on.
Whoa. No, it's not one of those parts, I promise.
I was like, wait a minute.
I don't know, this is for the grounding.
My God, get the kids away. Don't listen.
Oh, yeah, this is rated, this is for adults now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, but no, it was, it's okay. It's just one little part left. She had to study herself. She felt embarrassed by Cole's behavior, but she suddenly glanced at each of the children. She was relieved that their heads were down, mesmerized by their delicious treat. It was clear that they were unaware of the chaos going inside her. The door to the shop chimed, and she thought she heard Vanessa's voice, but wasn't sure. The next minute, she was being thrust away. So basically, in that snippet, she was being thrust away because, of course, Vanessa, who is a co-worker of Cole's, had come into the diner. And that's the issue throughout the novel, is that even though Sky has a serious interest in Cole, there's another woman that also has an interest in him. And she makes it plain and obvious every time she's around Sky. So, you know, of course, there's ice and drama.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that little Stevie. Yeah, I was over here making comments here, but I guess I was talking to myself.
So it is clear.
I was like, lick it, get it. Okay, y'all can hear me.
It is clear, Madeline, that you are a romance writer. That's
yes,
definitely
clear. Yes, I am. I really am. And like I said, I just enjoy the process. I love all the interviews. I've done some local stuff. And there's a show on 13ABC in my hometown called Bridges. I've been on that show a couple times, and I've been on a show called Step Up Toledo. And I just recently did an interview on that show, and one of the hosts actually wants me to co-host. So
wow.
That's something I'm thinking about. Right, yeah, she just likes my presence. She likes my voice and everything. And I was like, wow. So I was surprised that when I actually did the interview afterwards, she was asking me about co-hosting. And so I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So I don't know. I've just been getting a lot of positive feedback. But I know you guys don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to throw this out real quick. I do have another novel that's in the work besides the series for Sky.
Mm-hmm.
It is also called, it's called Mr. and Mrs. Love Jones. And I will be having a celebrity on the cover of that novel.
Whoa.
And
you want to give us a clue, a hint?
I'm pretty sure, yes. I will give you a hint.
You're supposed to be telling everybody I'm going to be in your cover. That's supposed to be a secret. Now, we done signed a non-disclosure agreement, everything. I guess we can reveal it.
Well, yes, I'll just disclose this part. He's been in a couple of Tyler Perry movies, and he's extremely handsome, and he's an actor.
Wait.
That's most of the guys in Tyler Perry movies.
No. I know one. His name is the one that starts with an L. Is it the one that's opposite to Jill Scott and Why Did I Get Married?
No, it's not that one. It's not that one. But
I was hoping.
I can tell you this. I can tell you this. He was in Mr. Deeds. He was in Mr. Deeds, one of the last Tyler Perry movies that was kind of like.
I know. I saw Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian White?
Yes. Brian White. And I'm a big fan of his, so when he actually agreed to be on the cover, I think I almost fell out. But
Do you need me to direct it?
Oh my God!
I think you are not a photographer.
Well, I didn't mean direct it. Well, like show him how to pose and stuff before we actually get off the camera.
Yeah, need somebody to oil down his chest a little.
Ooh, that'll work for ooh, God.
That will work for me as well. So. But,
wow.
You know, ladies, it's so much fun. All of it is so much fun. And, you know, it's that's the good side of it, you know. You know, when you're having fun, enjoying what you're doing, it makes your whole world, you know, just the action just keeps turning for you. I know I have some people out there that probably wants to know where you can get in touch with me. So I'm on
Amazon. That was the next question.
She knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
She'll be a good host.
Yeah. But I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I think right now, you can get the book on Nook or Kindle. Of course, Kindle Graph. I have a little webpage on the AALBC.com website, the author profiles. If you click on my name, you can hit me up there. And take a check and look and see my webpage. And then I'm on Smashwords. And also, if you need to email me, you can email me at mhampton@onekarmapublishing.com. So, and I'm just trying to think else. Of course, I'm on Facebook, author Madeline Hampton. And then you can also send me a tweet on Twitter, and it is actually Madeline_419. So you can tweet me on Twitter, but definitely, I would love all my fans and readers to, you know, give me some feedback on the openbookreview.com because it's really good. I mean, I read everything on there, and it's just fun because you can actually respond back, so that's a good thing.
All right. Well, we thank you so much, Ms. Madeline, for joining us tonight, and we wish you the best of luck. And I do advise you to go ahead and take that hosting position because that brings a lot of exposure, too. I love this job besides being a writer. It's like I live for Tuesday nights now. It's like my height of my week. So we wish you luck. And we're going to go ahead and move on to our next guest. Our next guest is going to be author Rocky Rose. Now, my computer just went, like, frozen on me. So, Tamika, can you please open up that line? I believe it's 203. So, Rocky, if you can hear us. Oh, I got it now. Rocky, if you can hear us, say hello and welcome onto the show.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Rocky's a girl.
How are you?
Rocky is a girl.
I'm great. I'm excited because I like it when girls have these tough names.
Yes.
Not tough names, but we're going to say versatile names.
Yes.
It's
funny.
Toughness in my world.
Wow. Because I wasn't expecting Rocky to be a girl. I really wasn't.
A lot of people
me
don't.
Either.
A lot of people don't.
So I think Mariposa, you want to ask the first question, or shall I ask the first question?
Do I want to do what?
Do you want to ask the first question?
Okay. What is the book that you want to discuss with us tonight and give us a little background info on the book, please?
The book title is I Win, You Lose. It's a compilation with myself and my best friend slash business partner, Elle Marie. And it's 6 short stories dealing with all types of domestic violence.
Oh, it's like an anthology.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's different. And I know you got a preview for us tonight, right?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about your stories. How many stories do you have inside the book?
I have 3 stories in the book.
Okay. And what... With this anthology, since it's about abuse, was it a personal experience for either you and your co-writer, or what made you guys come up with this concept to write about this topic?
I came up with the concept because I was a victim of domestic violence for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to help my business partner branch out into writing because she was, like, a little timid. So I said, how about we do something with domestic violence? And being that I had, you know, firsthand experience with it, he said, that's fine, let's go, let's do it. And in my 3 stories, I put my characters in certain things that I personally went through.
Mm-hmm.
So my readers can show my emotion and everything like that when they read it.
Right. Wow. So since it is a collaboration, meaning an anthology, when it's not, you're not sharing, I guess, the pages with only yourself, you're sharing it with another author. How difficult is that to collaborate on your stories? Because I know we're writing with someone else, when you share other ideas, it might be a little difficult. So how was your journey? Was it a conflict, or did you guys harmonize? How did y'all make it work?
We actually pretty much harmonized on it. You know, we've been friends for over 7 years, so we're more like sisters and friends, and our thought pattern is basically the same. So it wasn't really hard, you know, collabing on it.
Right.
And it actually only took us like 2 months to write the book.
Oh, that was cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, my lady's up, please.
Another question.
Yes. I'm like, did everybody leave me by myself?
No, we're here. I didn't want to interrupt and thought you were going to ask the question.
No. I sometimes I pause. It's just I be having so many questions inside of me, Mari, that I be popping with questions. So I always just jump in, but I'm going to be quiet this time. Go ahead with your question.
I'm just waiting for the snippet. That's why I'm like, I was.
Oh, well, go ahead and ask her for the snippet.
Can we get the snippet, please, Miss Rocky Rose?
Yes. This snippet is from one of my stories titled Hawaii Baby. And I got the title concept from Nas's new album. And I wrote this story, this short story, in about a day and a half during the time one of my grandmothers had passed. So I was out of work for a few days. And this one, I flipped the script and had the male being abused mentally, verbally, and somewhat physically by his girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. He says, Acacia baby, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking asking you to have a baby. Asking you to give me the only thing I've wanted for the past year or so, I replied sarcastically. Keegan, give it up. The only reason I married you is because you got that promotion and I knew you'd be rolling in the money sooner or later.
Ooh.
Did you actually think I loved you or was ever in love with you? When we first met, I saw you and I saw dollar signs, and my assumptions about you and your future were right. I knew with the kind of work you do, you'd be moving up the corporate ladder, and would soon be banking as much cash as the owners of the company. I never loved you, nor was I ever in love with you. Yeah, I faked being pregnant by you so we could get married, and yes, I pulled one over on you. To say I wasn't crushed by her words would be a total lie. I loved Acacia with all my heart, and for her to lie about being pregnant just so I proposed to her was ridiculous. We got through that after I threatened to leave her, and we both decided to work things out. Lately, though, things have been going from bad to worse. She's mentally abusing me, verbally bashing me, and putting her hands on me whenever we get into an argument, and I'm sick of it all. Here we go.
Wow. Oh, that was awesome. Oh, wow.
So now, Brittany Woods is the illustrator, hot cover, by the way, and then you wrote it with Elle Marie and Allison B. I am very new with Allison. Elle Marie, she's new for me. How did you ladies even come about, you know, are y'all going to be doing this again in the future together?
Say that again, please.
Are you ladies going to be writing another book together, doing another project together?
We actually want to do an erotic novel next. But I'm personally working on my actual first solo novel titled My Man, My Abuser, which is going to be my personal experience with domestic violence, which I'm dropping in June of 2013. But myself and Elle Marie will be doing another compilation soon.
That's
really
okay.
I'm being nosy right now, so I'm about to go to Google you out and find your websites and all that. Is this you, authorrockyrose.com?
I am at authorrockyrose.com is my website.
What's your Twitter?
Say again.
What is your Twitter?
My Twitter is at naughtyrocky85.
Oh, naughty Rocky.
Oh.
Naughty Rocky, all right.
My Facebook page is Rocky R the D A Writer for Facebook, and email address is werockpublishing@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm being real nosy. I'm going through the website and all that. When is your first book supposed to be coming out?
Actually, I When You Lose is out. We have it for Amazon's. We have it on all the e-readers now through Smashwords.com. And I posted the link on my page and on my Twitter for, because we self-published this, so it's on Amazon's Create Space.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go to my page or my Twitter, they'll see the link for that as well.
Okay. All righty. Alrighty, Ms. Rocky, to my surprise, you are a woman, but that's cool. We haven't had any male authors call in tonight, so that's surprising. But we do thank you for hanging out with us and coming out and sharing your works with our listeners, and we do wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for having
and if
me.
you With us, with AAMDC, we always, we support readers, so you can always reach out to us at any given time when you have something new, and we'll do whatever we can to help promote it. So we do thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, next, we have a couple more artists left, you guys, and I'm going to just assume, I'm not psychic or anything, but I'm going to assume that the area code 254 is Mrs. Angela Galbraith. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing her name right. So, Miss Angela, if you can hear me, say hello and welcome onto the show.
Hello, my beautiful trio of sisters. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi.
I'm so excited about being with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being patient and waiting.
Yes, I get excited when folks get excited about us.
Well, yay. I'm excited about you ladies. doing it big.
Now, Angela, I'm excited because I'm looking at you from a 254 area code, 555 prefix. Are you in Killeen?
Killeen all the way, baby. Killeen all the way.
I just moved from Killeen.
Where
like
are
a
you?
Month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I
Where
was there for
now?
Like 13 years.
Where did you move to?
She's in Roosevelt, Texas.
You know what, Tamika? Thank you. I live. Run away. I'm east of Killeen now in this little town called Groesbeck.
I know where that is. You blink and you're done.
Yeah, that's it. When you enter it, you can see the welcome to Groesbeck sign as clear as you can see leaving Groesbeck sign.
I know. Well, much love to you, sister.
Well, I will be in Killeen this weekend, though. I'm still.
Well, we should hook up sometimes.
We should. I go to Killeen often, so I'm not a stranger in that area. So we'll have to definitely hook up and meet.
Definitely. It's a date.
All righty. I'm going to turn it over to my other co-host. I don't want to take over.
Which one?
Who's next?
Oh, okay.
Well, don't
anyway, I'm already looking at your book, Looking For Me. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about this book.
Looking For Me. Wow. It is my debut novel, and it's the first of a planned trilogy. And I had a great time writing this book. I mean, God, it was just a tremendous experience. And the protagonist in the book, her name is Mona Bishop, and she is forced into a world swarming with confusion, hatred, and abuse that's, you know, literally too hard to speak of. And after the death of her big mama, she is thrust into the foster care system. But all of the old folk teaching, y'all know about that old folk teaching that big mama, you know, had given her is washed away with pain, shame, and haunting dreams. And so she runs away, you know, so she runs away and lives life on the mean streets of Dallas, and she meets this guy. His name is Lee. And let me tell you something. Lee is delicious. Ooh, I have so many women asking me, does Lee have a brother, cousin, anybody? So Lee is really delicious, and he feeds Mona's soul the love that it's been starving for. And so they journey through life together, and Lee gets an opportunity to follow his dreams. But the world that, you know, he's been after and the world that he's been striving to be a part of turns into his worst enemy. And the question then becomes, can Mona's love save Lee, or will she join him and spiral down that, you know, that path, you know, of disaster with him? But you've got to get the book in order to find out. And, honey, it is juicy, let me tell you.
Well, you have to read a little bit from the book. Can you just give us a little snippet?
Well, okay, I guess I can do that.
Yes, you can.
Well, in this particular scene, what I do in the book is I open up in the present, then I dip back into the past, and I carry you through her childhood and I bring you up to adulthood. And this actually is an excerpt from Chapter 4, and it's something horrible has happened here, and as I read it, you'll be able to gauge, you know, what's taken place. And so Mona, she crawls out of bed, and she's in this daze. It's like she's in a dream. And so she goes into the bathroom and mechanically turns on the bathtub. And so here I read in Chapter 4. She dipped her toes in, instantly withdrawing. The water was near scalding. After a few minutes, she submerged her feet, one after the other, until she could adjust to the temperature. It took a while before she could sit, but once she did, the hot water helped to soothe the residual throbbing between her legs, but it did nothing to comfort her fear and humiliation. She wished the scathing water would at least burn away her shame. She broke out again in tears. The scene that had just taken place played over and over in her mind. Jack's touch was still on her skin. His stench was still in her nostrils. But the source of pain, deep hurt, was unidentifiable. With the bar of soap, she scrubbed her neck, her arms, her legs and feet and vagina until they burned. No matter how much Mona scrubbed her body, she couldn't get clean. Having sat until the water turned cold, Mona finally got out of the bathtub and dried off. She put on a fresh pair of panties, clean set of pajamas, another gown, socks, and a robe. After brushing her teeth twice, she retrieved fresh linen from the closet. She retreated back to the dungeon to which she had been banished, removing the tainted sheets from her bed. Neatly folding the bloody marred linen, she stuck them underneath her mattress. Why she had done that, she didn't know. Maybe she was saving them. For what purpose, she didn't know. Be that as it may, suppress the evidence, silence the witness. None of it could change the tragedy of what had just occurred. At the delicate age of 9, Mona had been deflowered by a 51-year-old man.
Ooh,
he used this weak, defenseless child to satisfy his lustly, manful needs, and she had succumbed. The big bad wolf had led the dumb lamb to the slaughter of her purity and innocence. The purity that had once defined her was forever gone, stolen. If only Mona could have disappeared down the drain as easily as the water in the bathtub, she would swirl away from this place, never to exist again. That's it.
Wow.
Wow.
I can see why all of the things that Big Mama taught her went out the window.
Yes, yes, yes. And so Big Mama was quite a character, and, you know, she's a Southern grandmother, and she's full of wit, charm, and Southern advice, whether you want to hear it or not. She's that type.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I had a lot of fun writing this book. It's been an amazing journey, and you know, it's just, you know, been a part of me, and it's my baby. I carried it in my womb, and I nurtured it, and I spoke to it. And on July the 12th, which was my release date, my baby was born.
Wow. Now, what? Really quick before we bring on our next author. What mm-hmm. when you decided to publish a book, what journey did you take? Did you try to self-publish first? Did you seek out an author or agent? What was your publishing journey when you put this book out?
Well, actually, I'm traditional publishing. Actually, I'm with One Karma Publishing. I mean, I've heard y'all mention Tiffany. I'm with One Karma Publishing, and I just put the fillers out there, and I got a couple of feedbacks, you know, from different publishing company, and because I like Tiffany's approach, you know, when we spoke, we didn't just correspond through email. We actually spoke. And I like that. I like that hands-on type of attention. And, you know, I felt like, hey, this is my first book. If somebody's going to burst my cherry, I at least want them to call me back in the morning. So she called me back, and we talked and we spoke. And it's just been an amazing journey, you know. And so I'm grateful for One Karma.
Right, right. Yeah, because I have had a few of Tiffany's authors on. So I know she's busy trying to get
those
good works out there.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Angela, I wanted to ask you, that you're going to be working on a trilogy. So when can people expect for part two to come out?
Actually, book two release date is set for December the 11th, and so I'm very excited about that. Book two is called Looking for Me Too, Bittersweet Lies and Soul Ties. And so it's going to be a whirlwind of a ride, just like book one.
Wow.
Bittersweet Lies. I like that.
Bittersweet Lies and Soul Ties.
And I like that.
Well, definitely.
Now, for those who are following us on Twitter at AAM Book Club, I did tweet out Angela, so make sure you go and follow her, Angela. But go ahead and say out your Twitter name on the air where people can be able to find you.
My Twitter name is just simply Angela Galbraith. That's my Twitter handle. My Facebook name is Novelist Angela Durden Galbraith. And you can find me on Facebook. You can find my novel and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, both Nookbook and Kindle, Smashwords, all of those different places. My local Hastings here in Killeen, you can find my novel there. And just hit me up. We'll chat it up.
All righty, then. We do thank you for coming on and hanging out with us tonight, and I will definitely hit you up by email so we can get together because I'm just an hour and a half away from Colleen, so
yes.
I love to talk novels.
Girl, the next time you are in the area, we will definitely talk trash, okay?
All righty, then. Definitely.
I look forward to that. I look forward to meeting you.
All righty. Well, our last caller that's calling in is calling in. Well, actually, do we have two more callers, it looks like. We have. I'm going to go ahead and open up these lines really quick for both area codes because they're calling. I just want to give you a chance to speak. I'm not sure if they're authors or just listeners calling in. I have area code 410. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Cookie Burke, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Hi, how you doing?
Is this Tamika?
This Anna.
No,
Tamika's on the line.
Hi, I follow her on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I'm actually an author, and I just follow her. I just always read all her good stuff that she puts out. And I said tonight, I'm going to call into this show tonight. Nerves. I just, you know, hadn't had time to really call and was a little nervous. And I wanted to kind of hear how you guys were in your program before I decided to say anything.
Oh.
Okay. And you, Cookie Burke Waters. I am. How you know?
Because she got Facebook.
You know what? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
I'm just meddling.
But I always follow you. I follow you on Twitter and I follow you on Facebook. And I just like the information that you put out. I am an author. I have my first book out, which is under Amazon.com. It's called Reflection 66. I'm currently working on my sophomore book, which is part two to this book. And so I just wanted to hear, I published my book in 2010. I've been a writer since I was probably about 12, but I just never had felt like I could publish a book and write a book. And I did. I wrote one, and I'm very proud of myself, and I encourage anyone who wants to write a book to go forth. I mean, no one has the right to tell you not to. Go ahead and do your thing. Do your thing. Do it.
Okay.
Austin, let me Google you and see what I can come up with.
She loves the Google people. She loves the Google folks.
You put in Eleanor Cookie Burke. Because I recently just got married, actually last month, October 6th.
So congratulations.
If you put it out on Facebook, you found me.
Yes.
I had a website.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I am Exquisite Diamond. That's my business. My business is called Exquisite Diamond. I'm in the process of finding a new webmaster so I can get my web page up and running again. I have my own blog, a blog that I have. I hadn't been on it for a while, so I'm just recently starting to redo that again and start that back up. And I also have a page called Exquisite Diamonds. But I'm calling in tonight because I really didn't know how to kind of promote myself, if I can say that I – wrote my book because I wanted to see, one, if I could do it. And it became like my baby. I told people I wrote it. I mean, I got some nice reviews on Amazon, just a few, about 5, 6, 7, something like that. And so I enjoy just writing. My book is about three friends. I'm a Philly sister. My book is about three friends growing up in Philly. And it starts off in their senior year of high school, and they transition into adulthood. And so that's it. That's all I have to say, I guess. I do have a little snippet of the book. If you want to hear it, if not, it's okay. I can do it another time.
Is the book called Reflection 66?
It's called Reflection 66.
All right, I found you. Go ahead and read us a snippet while I go ahead and plug you in on my social sites.
Okay, this chapter is called KISSING. Y'all remember that from grade school?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'll just jump in here. After eating and praying that I didn't get a bad case of gas, which I normally do after eating Chinese food and two glasses of wine, I was feeling a little tipsy. However, I still was able to keep self-control while we engaged in conversation. We talked about our childhood. I could tell for both of us that certain parts were painful and sometimes embarrassing, especially when it came down to his mother. In his senior year, she died of cirrhosis of the liver. Besides pictures, the tattoo covering his heart is the thing he cherishes the most about her. His father left him and his mother when he was 10. His mother never really got over it, which led her to the bottle and eventually causing her death. If it wasn't for his grandmother keeping him focused and busting his tail every now and then, he believes that he would have gotten into other things. Right then and there, I could feel the bond and similarities of our lives. I thought after all our talking that I had overcome my wooziness from the wine, but I soon realized that I was still under the influence when I excused myself to the bathroom. And by the way, I plopped down on that couch. "Now, I don't think you need to go home tonight, young lady," he said. "I'll be okay," I said. "Got his orders," he says. "You should not drive after drinking," he smiled. That smile made me melt. "It was probably your plan all along to get me this way." "No, it wasn't," he said. "I only planned for us to have a quiet evening," as he began leading me towards the back of his place. Even his room was neat. Everything was in its proper place, even down to the way his linen was arranged on his queen size bed. "Now, you wouldn't be trying to take advantage of your patient, would you, Dr. Singletary?" "Nah, to lose my license," he said in a chuckle. "But I will, however, give you the best treatment for the condition you have." "Uh-oh, you're getting ready to do it." "And what is that?" I said flirtatiously. "Dead rest," he said, pretending like he was writing on a prescription pad. "What?" I thought to myself. "Let me know, y'all, when I should stop, okay? Because if I'm going too much, just tell me."
We have to. We don't want to interrupt. We always try to wait for you to pause.
Oh,
we only have, 15 minutes left in the show, and we have one more caller that we have to get to.
Okay. Then I'm going to go.
Well, we want to give you an invitation. You can always reach out to Tamika at aambookclub@gmail.com and reserve a spot to come back on the show at a later time. And we would love to talk about and discuss your books and things like that.
Thank you for calling.
Now we're going to move on to our last and final caller. Our last and final call is going to be area code 770. The prefix is 461. If you can hear me, you're live. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, ladies. This is Milton Davis, and I'm calling.
Oh, we got a man.
We got a guy.
Yes, we have a man here now.
Oh, listen to his voice.
And he has a manly
Milton.
Voice, too. Oh, but don't you hate when they call in and be all high pitched? I feel uncomfortable.
Well, we have a real man online, Milton. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Fayetteville, Georgia, which is south of Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Down here with me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? So you say your name is Milton James?
No, Milton Davis.
David.
James come from. Okay.
You better stop drinking. Put the wine glass down. Put the wine glass down.
Google. Okay, I think I found him. Oh, your book is Meji. Is it Meji?
Yeah, Meji is my first book. I write specialized in science fiction and fantasy. And
that's something we don't get too often.
Yeah, I specialize in what's called Sword and Soul, which is a kind of like your Lord of the Rings type stuff, but it's based on African culture and traditions and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
I currently have 4 books out. And one book is an anthology that I published with another writer, and then I have a book that I published by a brother by the name of Balogun Ojatati that I just released last month. But tonight I was calling to read a portion of a book I have coming up in next year called Woman of the Woods, which is actually the first book I've written that has a main female character in it.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, just to give you a little background on it, this is a book about a young lady by the name of Sadatina. And Sadatina is actually a demon hunter. And this is the first part of the book, which actually focuses on her mother, and it actually talks about the birth of Sadatina. So I'll start reading it to you now. Kudasan stumbled through the dense trees, her hands gripping her swollen belly. Another powerful contraction surged through her in waves, and she collapsed to her knees. Pain clutched her lower back. She fell forward, supporting herself with her outstretched arms as the contractions came closer and more intense. "Not yet, my child," she moaned aloud. "Not yet." She rolled onto her back and gritted her teeth, counting slowly until the contractions subsided. As soon as it was done, she struggled back to her feet and continued to her destination. The contractions were lasting longer and coming closer, which meant her baby would come soon. She had no idea of the outcome, but she knew she had a better chance if she reached her goal. Despite the traditions of her calling, she would not let her baby die. Her child was no mistake. A smile came to her face as her hut came into view. Kudasan was a planner, which was why she rose rapidly in the ranks of the Xhosa. The moment she realized she was pregnant, she knew she would not kill her child. She petitioned Baba Longi to assign her a unit to the frontier post so the reaction to her violation would not be so severe. When her sisters discovered her condition, they were disappointed but supportive. She was their leader. It was not as if they could tell her what to do. She promised them she would do what was demanded when the child was born, and they believed her, everyone except Ashley. Only she knew how much Kudasan had loved the baby's father, another violation to the Baba's edicts. "I know you can't kill the child," Ashley told her one night, "but you know you cannot keep her." Kudasan stumbled into the hut just as another contraction racked her body. She lay still while the pain consumed her, the pressure stronger about her loins. Her baby was coming soon. The contraction subsided. She secured the hut door, then lay on the blanket-covered mat. She undressed. Her provisions lay within reach on either side of her. She closed her eyes and whispered a prayer, then braced herself for the next contraction. It was a strong one, the strongest yet. She tried to be quiet, but the scream was out of her mouth before she knew it, as the pain about her loins increased to a level she'd never experienced. The contractions were successive. Kudasan wasn't sure if she could stay conscious through such pain. She was at the brink of her endurance when the pain subsided and her screams were replaced by a strange sound. She collapsed on her mat, her breath heavy, her body covered with sweat. The strange sound coalesced into a strident, piercing cry. Kudasan lifted up and looked between her legs. A baby sprawled before her, its small arms waving, its legs kicking. She grasped the knife by her side and bent closer, ignoring the burning pain. She cut the umbilical cord, then tied it closed with a thin thread. Kudasan examined her baby, and her face brightened. It was her baby was a girl. "My daughter," she whispered. "My beautiful daughter." And that's it.
Oh, okay. And this is science fiction?
Yeah, this is would be considered, we call it Sword and Soul, but it would be considered more like Sword and Sorcery, something like that. It's based in a world where these people are actually fighting against a group of demons that's trying to wipe them out. And the only people who are capable enough to fight the demons are actually women. And so the women are called the Xhosa, and what they do is that they fight demons. But they're not allowed to have children because having a child would distract them from their duty. But Kudasan actually fell in love with a soldier and got pregnant, and the soldier was killed in the war, and now she's decided that she's going to take her child off and give the child away to a family that she's found in a small village to raise on her own. And that child is Sadatina. And Sadatina ends up growing up to be a greater warrior than anybody could ever even imagine.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Wow. Now, I know we run out of time. We only have a few moments left before we close out. But I have to ask, because it is, to me, another risky move for a black author to take that route in the science fiction direction or the other genre you will place it in. like what motivates you to write those type of books on, I guess, from that genre?
Well, I've always read science fiction, always been interested in it, and I've been trying to write it for the longest, but it wasn't until I really got into African culture and history that I got the passion to write it. And I knew it was going to be difficult to find a publisher. That's why I started my own publishing company back in 2005. It's called MV Media. And I started publishing my books in 2008. And actually, it's been good. There's a lot more black science fiction and fantasy fans than people realize.
Right.
And, I'm actually part of a group called the State of Black Science Fiction, which is a group of black science fiction writers here in the Metro Atlanta area, and we go around doing presentations and stuff like that. We also have a Facebook page and that we communicate with other black science fiction fans and writers and stuff. But it's been, like I said, it's been good. I'm not selling like blockbusters, but I'm moving anywhere to 50, 60 books a month. So, you know, I can't explain it. And it's been, and everything's been well received.
Right.
Okay. Wow. So really quick, can you throw out all your contact information where we can all keep up with you, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera?
Okay. Well, I'm on Facebook with my name, Milton Davis. You can just search for me and I'll pop up. On Twitter, I'm Milton at the Griot, and Griot is spelled G-R-I-O-T. It's a French word, so you know, the French are lazy. They don't pronounce all the words. But my site is www.mvmediaatl.com, and my books are available on my site. They're also available on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, and anywhere you can purchase books online, they're available. And the email address is mv_media@bellsouth.net.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you allowing us to be able to expose you to our audience. We wish you nothing but the best in the future. And if you ever need a further platform through AMC, definitely feel free to reach out to us.
All right. Thanks, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
We have did it. We have completed our very first open mic. It was fun. We had a great variety. Definitely started out a little bit slow. As we say, we want the artists to always call in and be bubbly and be interactive, and we surely got there, you know. For those who are listening, don't call in like the first guest. Yes,
right.
I'm going to say that's not how you do it. We want to make sure that you're entertaining us. So next time I'm going to let you know why when you're on the air if you are boring us, because we're going to...
You know what?
Oh,
that
my
gosh.
She said that.
Wait, Mari. We're going to let that go on record that Anna Black did not say that. Marley
did not
say
that. You better co-sign, because if you call in and you're boring our audience, you're going to tune off, and you're keeping the authors that are following you from being exposed to them. So it's very important that if you start the show that you're bubbly and you're lively and you're entertaining. Otherwise, I'm going to cut your show. Anyway,
yeah.
So let's go. So, ladies, we will be back next Tuesday, right before Thanksgiving, to host our panel discussion with literary agent Regina Brooks. Don't forget we're doing our book drive. Please, everyone, please post the link and please get involved with our book drive. Any other information we do have out, please Facebook us, subscribe to our Facebook at AAM Book Club, follow us on Twitter at AAM Book Club, and subscribe to our website at aambookclub.com. Ladies, did you guys have anything else to say?
No, ma'am. Good night to y'all.
Good night.
Deuces.
I'm gonna lose this game. I've got no hope to face. I'm not designed for this. If I could speak in code, I wouldn't be so bold. Be too